This is a love story, but an unrequited one. It's about the hole in a daughter's heart when her father, physically present or not, fails to truly see her. Susan Schwartz's groundbreaking work has become required reading in psychology programs worldwide, with celebrities like Angelina Jolie and Oprah Winfrey citing its profound impact on their understanding of their own father relationships. The book's cultural significance lies in its unflinching examination of what happens when a foundational relationship is marked by emptiness rather than presence. Imagine looking into a mirror and seeing only blank space where your reflection should be. This is the experience of countless women whose fathers were there but not there, leaving them to wonder, "Am I worthy of being seen? Am I worthy of love?" The questions that haunt a daughter when her father's gaze turns away become the architecture of her entire life. When a father is absent, physically or emotionally, he leaves holes in his daughter's heart that can derail her from accessing her power and creativity. This absence creates a peculiar paradox. The longing for paternal love becomes more insistent when confronting its melancholy residue. Without a father's recognition of her psychic aliveness, a daughter lacks confirmation of her worth and grounding in the world. The search for the father becomes inextricably connected to the search for herself, residing in places she doesn't yet know. Consider Jade, whose outward competence masked profound disconnection. Her father left when she was 3, rarely visiting until her teens. When they finally reunited, her repressed longing overwhelmed her, but he didn't reciprocate her enthusiasm, causing immense disappointment. She coped by achieving in school and activities, developing a secret core no one could access. Behind her competent facade, she hid frantic emotions and anxiety. The pattern repeated through generations. Her father's father died young, her mother's father focused only on work and money. This father absence creates profound psychological deficits affecting generations. When a father remains a blank space, vital communication is blocked, denying daughters essential links to identity and equality. Even when fathers later apologize, they often make it about themselves, remaining emotionally absent, while daughters carry the residue of betrayal and abandonment. Psychological literature has historically given father-daughter relationships minimal attention, representing a collective failure with significant consequences. Even Jung, despite having 4 daughters, wrote little specifically about this relationship, though his own father's emotional absence propelled his deeper research into the unconscious. The absence of fathers creates complex dynamics, internal splits, fractured selves, and arrested psychological development. Healing requires confronting longings and losses, transforming identity from one defined by absence to one of fulfillment and consciousness. The relationship between fathers and daughters involves powerful desires and potential wounds. When fathers are unconscious of their daughter's value, tragedy often results, as illustrated in biblical stories like Jephthah sacrificing his daughter due to a thoughtless vow. When fathers are absent, daughters may lose focus and direction, becoming hostage to paternal perspectives, whether they fit or not. The Old Testament story of Jephthah illustrates how unconscious fathers harm daughters. After vowing to sacrifice whoever first greeted him if God granted him victory, Jephthah returned to find his only daughter. Rather than taking responsibility, he blamed her, saying, "You have become the cause of great trouble to me." Though she accepted her fate with dignity, she requested 2 months to bewail my virginity with her companions in the mountains, choosing to spend her final days with friends rather than the father whose ambition caused her death. Without a father's gaze, daughters struggle with an emptiness that creates lifelong patterns of insecurity and unresolved pain. As one woman described, "I know fatherlessness. I know the emptiness it creates, the years searching for something to help fill the void." The absence of a father persistently occupies a daughter's psyche, affecting her physically, socially, and psychologically. Throughout history, fathers have provided identity through surnames, but when absent, they leave cultural and emotional voids. The father's traditional role as rulemaker often persists without emotional availability. This fatherlessness impacts daughters at personal, social, psychological, and societal levels, creating unrequited desires and sorrows. As Italian Jungian analyst Luigi Zoia notes, the father has disappeared and died, not in war or in work, but mostly at home. While mothers have received much attention in psychological literature, father's absence has been less examined, despite its serious effects. Ideally, fatherhood emerges through sensitively attuned interactions that help daughters transition from maternal enclosure to include the father figure. When fathers fail to connect with mothers, they model disunion and disjointedness. Without witnessing parental pairing, daughters experience separation, empty spaces, anger, and unmet desires, often comprehending fathers through their mother's disappointed eyes. The absent father leaves daughters with a haunting void where a loving father should be, creating bleak, tonally inert, intimately blank relationships. Without sufficient connection, attachment becomes disjointed, emotional development arrested, and adult maturity faked. The daughter often becomes either self-focused to the exclusion of others, or so other-focused she eliminates herself. The dead father effect, derived from Andre Green's psychoanalytic theories, describes how an emotionally absent father transfers his unconscious wounds, disconnections, and psychological lack to his daughter. When a father is physically present but emotionally dead, the daughter internalizes his deadness, becoming trapped in a blank space that reflects nothing back to her. His vacant gaze gives her no lively image to find herself in, leaving her with only lack. Shiloh, a composite case, entered therapy after a series of failed relationships with unfaithful partners, mirroring her father's early abandonment. Suspicious and compulsively checking partners' communications, she feared the betrayal and abandonment she'd experienced with her father. Though claiming not to need him, she remained angry at his absence during her formative years and his later attempts to control her. Her dream revealed her psychological imprisonment, moving through rooms, boxes, and holes, only to end in a mirrored space where she could only see reflections of herself. This symbolized her circular pattern of self-criticism and obsessive mirror-checking for flaws. Grace's dream of being caught in a mechanical claw dunking dummies into water reflected her relationship with her emotionally vacant father and later her husband. With her father, she learned to please without guidance, becoming sensitive while he remained mechanical and distant. She replicated this pattern with her depressed, emotionally volatile husband, diminishing herself while trying to rescue him. Like many daughters with absent fathers, Grace unconsciously tried to reanimate her father, hoping that healing him might earn his attention or love. Through therapy, Grace recognized this pattern, eventually divorcing both her husband and her old way of living. Her healing came through a significant dream of an older man with mandala tattoos offering her tea, acknowledging her as someone who doesn't forget, symbolizing her emergence from psychological bondage. The absence of positive paternal experiences creates a legacy of detachment and depersonalization. A daughter's devotion to a deadened father leaves psychological holes that prevent her from loving fully or developing her talents. This absence produces self-contempt, destructive withdrawal, and masochistic tendencies. The daughter becomes anxious about life, potentially harboring unconscious death wishes against herself, a puppet manipulated by internal deadness. Though psychologically shackled by pain and yearning, hope remains. As Andre Green noted, the mind has the capacity to bring something back again which has been related to an object, without the object being there. Acknowledging grief and distinguishing what's alive from what's dead enables the daughter to establish her separate being. Paradoxically, absence can become a space for revitalizing psychic life, making room for new thoughts and authentic self-expression. Andre Green's concept of the dead father effect connects to the negative father complex in Jungian analytical psychology. Both illustrate how an absent father compromises a daughter's development in career, relationships, and self-concept. The father's influence shapes character, emotional habits, and attachment patterns, determining whether a daughter's personality opens to life or contracts. Without loving father images, daughters become dismissive and defensive. The case of Kali illustrates this pattern. Raised by a thug father who divorced her mother when she was 4, then remarried someone who rejected her. Essentially raising herself, Kali turned to drugs, alcohol, and casual relationships. Despite her anger and wishes for his death, when her father died, she was confused by missing him. His absent presence still affected her, creating a conflict between fierce independence and hidden dependency. Dreams help liberate the psyche by exposing psychological complexes through symbolic language. For daughters trapped in negative father complexes, dreams manifest their disconnection and depletion. Kali's dreams showed her raging ineffectively at her impervious father, reflecting her entrapment between hating him and desiring his love. Without a father to help develop a solid self, she required constant external validation. The father's gaze serves as a mirror for the infant daughter, reflecting her existence and worth. Through his empathic responses, she develops legitimacy and validation. However, many daughters see only doubt, insecurity, or absence in their father's eyes, internalizing this lack as self-perception. Without the safety of paternal containment, daughters must relinquish coherence for incoherence. The negative father complex alienates her from her body, triggering physical manifestations of anxiety. The absent father can create a demonic complex that clutches the daughter's psyche, binding her to the abyss of the father and preventing self-differentiation. Cassie's dream of scorpions in her father's house revealed this dynamic. Professors, representing her academic father, directing her to remain in darkness while poisonous elements threatened what she loved. Having received no encouragement or emotional containment, Cassie floundered in her 40s, unable to find a career or decide about motherhood, working for doctors like her father while neglecting serious medical problems. Through conscious work with dreams and feelings, a daughter can restore a better inner father, differentiate herself, and integrate these complexes for greater self-understanding. The absent father creates an as-if personality in daughters who develop facades to mask inner emptiness. These women appear confident, but harbor deep fragility, presenting polished exteriors while feeling fraudulent. They sidestep emotional depth, avoid conflict, and struggle with self-agency. Originally described by Helene Deutsch as imposter types with negative goodness and mild amiability, these women internalize the absent father as negative and domineering. In therapy, Tiffany's dream revealed her unconscious recognition that her father wasn't the person she wished him to be. She dreamt of a man with a blue light on her forehead, which opened a scene showing how, as a child, she had idealized her father to deny her fear of him. The dream exposed her unfulfilled wishes for safety, comfort, guidance, and protection. Having grown up without a trustworthy father figure, she developed false maturity, covering an infantile state of mind. Sydney presented in therapy with an impeccable appearance and composure that masked severe periodic depressions and self-harm. She called her presentation the poser, a persona that protected her but left little energy for genuine fulfillment. Her father abandoned her as a young child with no explanation, leaving her feeling fundamentally unworthy. When she found him in adulthood, he offered no reasons for his absence. In one revealing dream, Sydney helped her father find his crown for a party where he'd be crowned king, symbolizing how she secured his position while sacrificing herself. The as-if personality emerges from internalizing the presence of an absent object, creating an internal void at the self's core. These daughters become emotionally unavailable, even to themselves, manifesting narcissism and self-hatred. Without paternal attachment, they compensate through mimicry, perfectionism, and hyperfunctionality, constructing a false self around their emptiness. They live at surface level, avoiding deeper emotions while vigilantly discerning others' needs. When a father remains too distant, daughters become inhibited and unable to access healthy assertion. Sophia, a woman in her mid-40s who entered Jungian analysis after divorce, described therapy as lancing an abscess as she uncovered long-buried disappointments and emotions. Her father was emotionally distant and deceptive about his homosexuality, creating a foundation of distrust that affected her body and psyche. Despite longing for relationships, she regarded herself as flawed, hardening emotionally while her interior landscape receded. An incident from Sophia's childhood illustrates this dynamic perfectly. She got a knife stuck in her foot at dinner, and no one noticed as she tried to walk normally to avoid her father's shaming attention. Her as-if defensive structure left her feeling like a stranger even to herself, with an eerie sense of absence and persistent hollowness at her core. The therapeutic process helps daughters process the impact of absent fathers by reconstructing personality fragments that were previously dissociated. The process begins when daughters articulate disturbing inner stories in a safe environment where connection can be reframed. The therapist serves as a mirror, helping the daughter discover unknown aspects of herself and escape self-imposed limitations. The absent father inevitably enters the therapeutic space, appearing in the daughter's projections, dreams, and relationship patterns. The therapy process helps uncover what remains unmourned about the father's absence. Female therapists often carry father projections, which must be carefully managed as the daughter may experience the therapist as either an idealized or harsh paternal figure. Illusions create a precarious foundation for a fragile self, and dismantling them in therapy is painful. Jung described this as stripping off the persona's mask to discover that what seemed individual is actually collective, a compromise formation rather than essential individuality. Being unmasked feels threateningly exposing for daughters of absent fathers. Therapy involves gradually unwrapping needs in a tender process, making the emptiness, shame, and discomfort visible within the analytic relationship. The reflective function in therapy is the capacity to be aware of oneself and others, an attitude of independent psychological reflection on one's life. Through the therapeutic relationship, the daughter's particular language, sorrows, and mourning become witnessed, facilitating self-regulatory capacity. This function develops when a father figure holds his daughter in mind and cares for her emotionally, teaching her to relate to herself. The transcendent function bridges the border between self and other, psyche and body, guiding the psyche toward individuation. It describes the psychic functioning necessary for meaning to emerge from suffering and loss. Operating between patient and therapist, this function allows symbols to emerge as communicative gestures from the unconscious to the conscious. It depends on the ego's ability to hold seemingly opposing forces in dynamic interplay, generating tension charged with energy that creates a living third thing, leading to a new level of being. For daughters of absent fathers, the authenticity and safety of therapy is essential as they never found security from paternal figures. The case of Willow illustrates this dynamic. She worried her therapist would defend her cruel father who had thrown her out at 17. Her dreams revealed bleeding wounds her father ignored, reflecting how therapy evokes repressed expectations, yearnings, and dependencies denied by the absent father. Mourning is essential to individuation, connecting the capacity to become oneself with processing separation and loss. For daughters of absent fathers, this presents a unique challenge. How does one mourn what never existed? The absence often goes unmourned, leaving a core of grief that creates melancholic reactions. Therapeutic work helps represent the loss and recreate the lost object, the father, in the mind, as a reparative act. Through mourning, the daughter connects with disowned parts of her personality and integrates powerful emotions.
Fairy tales contain profound psychological truths about the father-daughter relationship, revealing archetypal patterns that resonate across cultures and time. The tales selected illustrate fathers characterized by hubris, treachery, betrayal, and abandonment, men who provide neither trust nor security for their daughters. These stories mirror many contemporary family dynamics, where fathers fail to provide emotional or financial support. Fairy tales consistently portray fathers as emotionally absent, unconscious, and lacking. These stories show daughters working in isolation at menial tasks, discovering their capabilities only after being separated from all they've known. The unconscious father creates endless problems, often using his daughter as his feeling function, especially troubling during her puberty when he cannot manage sexual reactions appropriately. Whether kings or paupers, fairy tale fathers are self-serving and negligent, willing to sacrifice daughters to save themselves. Emily's analysis began with a dream where her father was about to kill her after already killing her sister. Fighting for her life, she grabbed his gun and ran. This dream illustrated the destructive father figure and the daughter's necessary psychological step toward consciousness, escaping the lethal paternal energy. Many educated, independent women apologize for being forceful, fearing they threaten the male way. But as Emily's dream showed, sometimes fighting is necessary to avoid being psychologically killed by paternal influence. The animus concept, though traditionally problematic in classical Jungian psychology, can be reframed more productively. Beyond outdated misogynistic interpretations, the animus, meaning breath or spirit, represents potential activity and discernment. When dominated by the masculine, feminine desires are repressed, and the negative animus manifests as the inner critic who tells a woman she's worthless and unlovable. Darrell's case exemplifies the long-term effects of an absent father. Perpetually angry and judgmental, she unconsciously adopted the attitudes of her forbidding, demanding father for whom nothing was ever good enough. Her inner male voice constantly taunted her to work harder, leaving her unable to access her desires or rest. After extensive therapy, she began to see her father as, like the Wizard of Oz, a fake and puny character hiding behind his curtain. Dreams reveal the hidden realms of the psyche and guide the development of consciousness, especially during transitions. Darrell's dream of a persistent Spanish suitor illustrated her fear of the negative animus's invasiveness while being simultaneously drawn to its dark, compelling quality. In a later dream, she encountered a murderous male figure, a shapeshifter who had killed people, whom she needed to report to police, despite her fear. Chinita's case illustrates the devastating effects when a father's influence is distorted and anything positive is inaccessible. Her dreams consistently portray her father as threatening and abusive, confirming the reality she had been avoiding. Her physical collapse, severe allergies, anxiety, fear of driving or asserting herself, revealed how her psyche stored her father's brutality. Through therapy, she gradually faced the painful truth that her father was dangerous and had destroyed her childhood safety while her mother colluded in the abuse. What fills the void left by an absent father? This question explores how a daughter's life can slant toward disappointment and unmet expectations when burdened by paternal absence. Through inner psychological work, the daughter finds her way into herself, carrying the memory of patriarchy while recreating her life. As Foucault suggests, we have to create ourselves as a work of art, filling a space that remains too empty. The psychological work includes grieving the emotionally dead father, processing losses, and addressing wounds through attention to the unconscious. An absent father doesn't teach love or affirm the daughter's choices, potentially making her defiant or compliant. The search for this lost love object becomes a dominant psychological theme she must repair. As Andre Green noted, absence leaves a presence that seeks to be filled, from black depression to blank emptiness. The emotional gaps from father absence matter deeply. The daughter's hurt is real, dreams often crushed. Behind her masks of confidence lies his legacy of self-doubt and impotency. As Adrian Rich noted, it's extremely painful and dangerous to live split between an acceptable persona and the essential self perceived as unacceptable or monstrous. Common themes include feeling half alive, uncommitted, faltering despite talent, with anxiety about relationships. Healing requires betraying traditional father ideals to recall oneself. The daughter must listen to herself and express her thoughts, allowing the absence to push her toward her true self. As awareness opens, she moves beyond abandonments and resentments. Meaning evolves after loss, requiring time to realize the impact of father absence, acknowledge it, and mourn. Consciousness of self is the basic goal of Jung's individuation process, becoming a single, homogeneous being and realizing one's innermost, last, and incomparable uniqueness. This psychological journey requires being exposed and distraught, examining past wounds to attain flexibility of thought and affect. The reality may mean the daughter can be restored, while the father relationship cannot. The self, Jung's term for the core aspect of psyche, works purposefully to restore the daughter's psychology by moving her beyond prescribed scripts of dutiful daughterhood. Victoria's dream of sitting by a well, drawing out dreams on gossamer streamers to share with gathered people, revealed her connection to increased possibilities and formerly rejected parts of herself. Following her heart meant dipping into the well of her complete personality. Father absence confronts the daughter with both vulnerability and resilience. Exploring this absence draws out creativity that makes life worthwhile, transforming problematic symptoms into strength. Reassembling the present from past shambles means confronting memories in the light of consciousness and hope. Nothing truly disappears. The process requires embracing one's vibrant self. One woman dreamt of old books mixed with modern devices, reflecting her continued enthusiasm for knowledge despite her father's absence. She had moved from despair to curiosity, from deprivation to possibility. As Simone de Beauvoir wrote, "Everything becomes possible when one finds one's field of activity."